changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Ignite Teller Summit, where we are helping you set your motivation on fire. Today is going to be a wonderful topic, and I'm going to definitely let Vanessa come on and introduce our speaker.
This lady is absolutely amazing. I've been following her for some time, Miss Lucinda Cross. She is the chief activator of vision boards, master coach, best-selling author, award-winning speaker, and TV personality. She is known as the go-to girl for taking massive action and America's favorite vision board queen. Ultimately, her work is about helping others live a life of fire, fun, and freedom. Lucinda is the personal and professional development expert for several nonprofit organizations, businesses development centers, and her leadership advice have been featured on the TV, on today's show, Arise TV, multiple magazines, tons of radio shows, and also, this lady is amazing. radio shows, it's just like absolutely, I cannot wait just to hear this woman share her message, share her nuggets, and to empower you all about the power of vision boards. Miss Lucinda Cross, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here, and I am excited. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this platform. And I just love the whole, this. We're changing minds, right? That's what this is about. And so the whole purpose of my portion is to really stress the power of vision. And I think that this term is used so loosely that sometimes we just need to go back to the essence of what this whole vision is about and why it's important to create a vision board. Because I'll hear many people say, well, you know, my vision board is not working, or what is, you know, some cutting and pasting going to do for me and creating a collage? You know, I need a strategic plan. And what I will say is that 90%, I would even go to 99% based on some of the stats and the study and the research that I've done of the individuals who are highly successful and living the life of their dreams is because they have created some sort of vision, maybe not a vision board. Some people have a vision journal, but there has to be a clear and concise vision. And that means simplicity. So if you don't take anything away from what I have to say today about the power of vision boards and creating this powerful vision for yourself and for your life, remember that Lucinda said to keep it simple. And I mean extremely simple. The things of God are so simple, we complicate it. And he said, just write the vision, make it plain, and just run with it, right? And so that's what I'm urging everyone to do today, is to run with the vision. And I'm hoping at this point you have either have tuned in to some amazing speakers, or you're about to hear some other amazing speakers in the process of this whole summit that we have going on. But let's go to the basics of this vision board and why it's important. The vision board, I want you, if you don't have already created one, I want you to rock the rest of 2016 out. I want you to get some magazines based on a specific goal that you are going to concentrate and place your focus on to manifestation. You may have several different things that are high priorities on your list, but what I do find that most highly creative individuals have a hard time finding this one priority, this one main goal that will open up the floodgates for everything else to come to fruition. And that's what this whole process is about. This vision board, I want you to put down one specific goal. If you have a sheet of paper in front of you, write one specific goal that will light your fire if it was accomplished before 2016 was out. Then the next step when it comes to vision board and how we're just doing a sample right now, what you will do is begin to start creating creating the vision by crafting the vision, and that's the steps. What does it look like? number one? What does this vision look like? How does it? How do you see yourself? So if it's becoming the best-selling author, put being the best-selling author and your book title on your vision board. Then you're going to grab words that say best-selling author, sold over 1 million copies. You're going to grab all of this New York Times bestsellers list, Amazon's top 100, award-winning author. You're going to grab everything that will go in sync with the vision for yourself. Now, the second part of this process outside of cutting and pasting is you truly have to believe that this stuff, this thing, that you, this dream that you have is already done. It's not something that you have to chase. You don't have to have anxiety about it. You don't have to lose your mind for it. All your job is to write the vision and make it extremely plain. Your job is to concentrate and focus on what it looks like. It's hard to have this vision or goal or where you see yourself next. You always hear that. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself going? Where do you see yourself happening? So that means that there's an internal process that's required in order for some manifestation and growth to happen. So the second part of this is truly believing that you deserve what you are putting down on that board, truly believing that what you desire and what you see for yourself, guess what, is the same thing that God sees for you. You just didn't come up with this overnight. This is something that is embedded in you. It's part of your success DNA. It's something that you are already designed to have. You just didn't even know it yet. And I love sharing this from the stage. When I'm doing my vision board parties, I say, guess what? Many of you are winning. It's just that you don't even know that you're winning. So how crazy is that to be in the – you're already the runner-up. You're already winning. You already have received the thing that you desire. You're just playing now and crafting it out so that you can see it and stay focused. The vision board is for you to stay motivated, for you to stay excited, for you to continue to operate in that energy of it is already done, it has already happened, it's just a matter of time. Now you have to do the work to get so that the provision and the resources begin to show up. So it's great to say, this is leading into the third point, it's great to say that you have this vision. It's great for you to say, you know what, I want to write a book. Then it's another thing to say that I want this book to impact millions of women inside of the prison system. I want this book to transition and transform thousands of women who are in the domestic violence shelters. You know, so where is that your goal? Who is it directed to? You know, who's going to be supported as a result of you saying yes, of you being crystal clear? So the next point, I think we're in the third point. So the first one is to be crystal clear on that what? Ultimate goal. And this is the power of vision. The second thing is for you to truly believe that you're operating in the it's already done. You know, it's already done. The cake is already made. The frost, you just got to put the frosting on it, right? Then you have the ingredients and everything. It's already waiting for you to receive it. So the third part of this whole process, after and just having this powerful vision, and then I'll go into how this has supported me in my life, because I'm extremely creative, highly vibrational, which means that I operate at a vibration that is sometimes I have to tell myself, chill out. You know, you're about to pop a blood vessel. But because I get so excited about the things that God does when you're able to have a mindset shift. And that means shutting the mind down and allowing the energy and everything that is within you to now come out. And now you're operating from a different strength. Now you're operating from beliefs. You're operating from willpower. You're operating from determination. And that is a whole lot stronger than what the conversations that's going on in your mind. Oh, you're not capable. Oh, you know, you're going to get rejected. Oh, you know, what happens if it's too many people that say yes? Or what happens if nobody's interested in reading your book or finding out about your business? So the willpower, the discipline, the focus has to speak louder in terms of energy-based action, inspired action is what I call it, than the things that are going on, the conversations that play in our head, because these are conversations that have been with us since we were little. And the power of having this vision board is it allows you to shut down what is considered not enough to now step into more than enough. It's the power of having a vision, and the vision board process really opens up doors that you couldn't even think or imagine, because these doors you can't see, you just know that they're there. Imagine you're standing right now, wherever you're at, standing, sitting, hopefully if you're driving, you have your headset on, but imagine that there's 10 different doors, invisible ones, in front of you right now. And guess what? There's no right or wrong door. Each door unlocks a different tool, a different gift, a different blessing, a different miracle, a different provision for you based on the vision that you've created on that board. So behind maybe door number one is a resource to help you get your book into Barnes and Nobles and into the New York Times bestsellers list. Maybe you walk right into the person who is the one who reads the books based on your particular genre, right? Let's say door number two is someone sitting there and she's planning an event, waiting to hear your story shared from the stage, right? So she's waiting for you to show up. She can't, as soon as that book title hits Amazon, you're going to get an invitation to be the keynote speaker paid for her event because she's waiting to fill in the spot. So here's the thing. When we begin to show up, and this is number three, is now with the vision board, after you put down the things as if it has happened already. I mean, you have people there applauding. You cut out pictures of people smiling, cheering you on. You put down people who are like your team and surrounding yourself like the team. You cut out an image of yourself and put it on your vision board. You cut out the places that you want your book to be featured, whether it's in Oprah's book club, whether it's, you know, wherever, right? But you put those people, those places, those organizations, those companies down. Do you want to be recognized within the Board of Education? Is this something you want within the Board of Education? Is this something you want within, you know, the HBCUs? So it's dreaming and visioning without limits. That's the power. So it may seem as if you're limiting yourself by being crystal clear, but what you're really doing is now allowing each one of those doors, and just there's millions of them waiting to open up for you, but just imagine opening up each door, and it's a knockout, hit you over the head, knock your socks off your feet kind of blessing. It's a, oh, my gosh, I couldn't even put this thing together. I couldn't even orchestrate this. So the power of your vision board is to be crystal clear on where you see your next. And that's something that only you can identify. That's the beauty of having a vision. And it's also something that is extremely frustrating, because there's a lot of times that we look for answers to our vision when nobody can give them to you but you, because you have to first be clear and then everybody else shows up. So I hope that makes sense. So some people say, you know what, it's hard for me to build a team. I'm working like a dog on my vision. I'm working like a dog on my business. Have you created a vision for your team? Is your vision large enough and clear enough for the people who can support you to step right into their positions and their roles? And if not, then there'll be a lot of confusion, a lot of hiring and a lot of firing, and then a lot of one-man show. And so the power of this vision board, guess what? It opens up your network to now team up with other people who are operating on that same vibration of there's more, the land of more than enough. There's more than enough opportunities. There's more than enough cars. There's more than enough houses. There's more than enough money, right, that's being printed for you to get out of debt. Right? We just got to figure out how to get it. And the how is not our problem. What we need to focus on is what do I need to place, cut out, glue, put a little glitter, make it look pretty, whatever makes you feel good. I need to put this together because I have a vision and I have a goal. And maybe this 30-page business plan is not cutting it for you. Maybe it's not making it crystal clear for you. Be comfortable with putting that vision board together. Let me tell you something. I created a vision board for my business. I create a vision board every year for my annual conference. I put together a vision board before my husband showed up because I wanted to be clear that I was tired. Enough of the zeros and the jokers. I needed somebody who was serious about doing the work that God has called them to do and serious about having a queen such as me in their life, but also I needed to be clear on identifying what that looked like. And that meant that what are some of the characteristics that I feel that I desire in my life? And then, of course, God laughed at our vision. He says, oh, gosh, my daughter's still dreaming small. Let me just show out real quick and show her how we do this, right? And that's fine. And that's exactly what I did in my case. But what ended up happening is I put down the characteristics of my father on the vision board because my father was the greatest example of a man. Now, my mother and my father had their issues in the relationship, but as a man, from what I saw, someone who had a sense of humor, someone who was responsible, someone who can go with the flow, someone who will cater to me even in my boss status, right? Someone who knew how to cook, you know, and I put some silly things down there. I didn't want no smelly feet. You know, I put, you know, somebody who knows how to floss, good hygiene, dental, oral hygiene. You know, so I put a little few things down there. But the characteristics and the values were more important, and that's what you will put on your vision board. It's nice to put down the Jaguar. It's nice to put down a Mercedes-Benz. But if you don't have your license and your license is jacked up, that is part of your goal. And that brings me to step number four. There's five of them. Step number four is after you are clear on what that vision is and what it looks like and that one specific goal, the next thing for you is to identify what are the steps that you can take starting right now to get closer to that vision. Are you the woman are you the woman right now? Do you have the faith right now to get the yes from Essence Fest? Are you in a position right now? You know, are you the woman? Do you have the faith? Are you branded? Do you have your stuff together to seize the opportunity when you hear from Women Thou Art Loose from TD Jakes? Are you that woman right now to be featured in Ebony Magazine? Are you the woman or the man that is ready to share their gifts, talents, skills, and abilities on a platform such as Black Enterprise and rock the show? So it's not just about having the opportunity, but preparing yourself for the what? For the what? The yes. And so I need you to, when you are crafting this vision board, it's saying I'm preparing for the yes. There's no way I can lose. There's no such thing as losing. Matter of fact, I can't even fail. You hear me clapping? I'm excited. I can't even fail if I wanted to because this vision is so clear. And so it's all about just what are the steps that you need to take right now? Is it new headshots? Is it updating your website? Is it making sure your social media is clean? Is it making sure that you are posting videos so people can see the talent and the expertise that you bring to the table? It's no guessing the work that you do. Are you that woman right now? So I'm not sure how much time I have, but I think I have about maybe 5 more minutes to go with this. But I want you, let's go to step 5, which is the final step, and we're just going to begin to wrap this thing up. Because I truly believe at this point, you get it. You're getting the power of vision. And the power of vision is being crystal clear on one specific goal, what is required for that goal. Who do you need to be and how do you need to show up for that goal? Preparing for the yes, right? Sharing the yes so that you can get the provision, you can get the support, and being crystal clear on why this even matters. And that's number 5, because it's nice to have this beautiful vision, but why do you want it? And be completely honest. You know, I tell my clients all the time, you know, is this something that you want to do because of the fame? Because if it is, then fine. Then don't complain when the fortune doesn't follow. Is it something that you want with fortune? All right, so don't complain if you're the best kept secret, but you're getting paid big checks. But if this is for the fame, and is it because you really want to be known? You know, sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves. You know, I want to be exposed. I want the visibility. I feel like I have something that brings value to the world. Or I believe that if I accomplish this goal and if this vision is manifested, it'll help my family get to a better financial situation. Be completely honest on the why. When you're completely honest on the why, when things don't look like what it needs to look like, when you have this beautiful vision board, but everything else around you looks like a recycling, you know, your whole life looks like it's just going through the shredder, in and out, in and out. You can look at this vision board and say, I'm going somewhere. I have a vision, regardless of what I see around me, regardless of what my PayPal account is saying right now, I'm going somewhere. And if I can just stay focused on the going somewhere and continue to prepare myself for the yes, you will be aware, and awareness is key. You will be aware when opportunities show up. That's why the vision board is important. You update the vision board as much as you want to. You update it yearly. I update mine quarterly. You know, I create vision boards just because I feel like creating them, because I need to see where I'm going. I need to draw a map to what success is going to look like, so that I'm aware when someone shows up in the room, they're a resource to what it is that I've already created. And it's a matter of saying, man, I was waiting for you to arrive. I didn't know when you would arrive. I was just waiting for you, so I'm ready. Versus saying, oh, I need to meet one sponsor. I need to meet some vendors. I need a client. You know, it's, times are rough right now. You're not operating in that haste and in that thirst. You're operating in the, I knew you would show up. I'm ready for you. Here's a proposal. Here's my resume. Here's my bio. Here's my speaker one sheet. Here's my book. Please review it and let me know. And you're very clear on the vision. And if it doesn't align with the vision, you have no problem with rejecting it. So now your fear of rejection is not if this vision is going to come to fruition, but it's now you can reject the things that don't align up with where you see yourself going moving forward. And this is the power of vision. This is the thing that has given me so much success in my business when all hell was breaking loose in my life. And so I urge you to just take some time to be crystal clear on where you're going, and don't be afraid to put together a map of what what do they call them when you're driving? They call landmarks. What you're doing with the vision board is putting up landmarks so that you know that you're going in the right direction. So you're saying, man, this is great, and your energy is excited. You're excited about where you're going. Even if you're driving in a tin can with wheels, you're like, long as we get there, once we get there, woo! Celebration time. So that's what I want you to do, and I have a wonderful freebie to offer you. But first, I would like for everyone to please feel free to connect with me. I say that I'm Google-licious. I share that. It's lucindacross.com. You can follow me at lucindacross.com. I'm on Instagram. I love playing on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. But I have a freebie for you. Actually, I have two. So the first freebie is if you go to lucindacross.com/freebie, I'm going to spell it out because some people don't know how to spell freebie, okay? You know how to spell free with the B. You may have a problem, but it's lucindacross.com, lucinda.com/freebie, freebie. All right? And you will get to download a wonderful ebook that I had written called 40 Ways to Market Yourself and Market Your Brand Without Compromising. 40 ways to market yourself without compromising your brand, right? Because some people just put themselves out there and you're like, girl, what you doing? Didn't you say you was an apostle? Girl, lower that. No, I'm kidding. No judgment. But no, make sure you go grab your freebie at lucindacross.com/freebie. And the second freebie is, I would like randomly for the ladies who are hosting Council event to pick two people randomly to attend the Activate conference that we have in September. It's going to be in D.C. It's no excuses. We got to grace those grounds where our president has labored before he is out of term. But we're going to be at Howard Theater. That's September 19th and the 20th. I would love to see you there. Let's represent. Bring your vision boards. Wave them high in the air. Let's show off. And let's make a lot of noise so I can celebrate with you. So once again, this is Lucinda Cross, and thank you so much for this opportunity to be of service.
Wow, Lucinda Cross, that was absolutely amazing. And I love the nuggets that you have. And I'm a believer that you have to be able to go after what was already provisioned on your behalf. And so make that vision a reality. Get them vision boards done. I need to go update mine now. I'm just saying. I just walked past mine a little while ago in my bedroom, and I'm just like, wait a minute. Now she's, oh, okay, I need to take it higher. So I will be doing that. So I do thank you for even pouring it to me as well. So I don't take any of it for granted, and I knew it was nothing but the best will come out of you because I've been following you for a while. So it's been such an honor. It's been such a pleasure for you to be on this platform with us, pouring it to the ladies, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for this time. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much, and we will definitely reach out with you with those names, and we look forward to having being there, standing there, holding our vision boards high. So thank you so much. It was just a wonderful, wonderful word today. So everyone, thank you so much for listening today. We appreciate you being in presence, and we want to thank each and every one of you for being on the lines today. And until next time, when we'll be bringing in Cynthia Bazin on accountability. So until next time, good night, everyone.